Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, depending on where you are. My name is Atlee Hunter. I'm here to talk to you about Windows Phone and how you can use it to get the results and to be as connected as you want to be, and how it can be a device that you can truly make your own. My name is Atlee Hunter. I'm a Windows Phone and a Windows developer. I've been developing mobile software for about 10 years now, and I would like to ask anybody listening to ask any questions that they have when they have them. I would much rather answer your questions as soon as you get them rather than waiting to the end. So feel free to ask away. I'm here for you guys. So as I said, I've been developing mobile apps for a number of years. I've been developing apps for many different platforms, and I've been developing Windows Phone apps since Windows Phone came out. I currently have over 425 apps in the marketplace under different marketplace accounts, and over 200 Windows apps on the Windows Store as well. So I have seen lots of different things here. So if you have any questions or you're looking for something, by all means, feel free to reach out to me. You can reach me on @AtleeHunter on Twitter. I'm always open to answer any questions you might have. So one of the big things about Windows Phone is that it is a very versatile device. The UI is set out to be extremely diverse and malleable. You get to make the phone look the way you want it to look. You get to focus the information that's important to you front and center, and the whole application or the whole layout of the phone is built around the concept of you getting what you need when you need it and how you need it. So one of the interesting things we can I'm going to show you here is we're going to flip over to see an actual phone screen, and you can see how the layout can change and be modified very quickly and easily. So if you just give me 1 second here, I will swap this over, and you'll see as the screen loads up, you'll see one of my phones here, and you get to see how the icons are. So anyways, we'll go back to we'll go back to the slide deck, and I'll describe a little bit more about it. The tiles have three different sizes, so you can have small tiles so that you can put them up to between 4 and 6 across, or even 8 across, depending on the device that you're using. Or you can have them in what's called a medium size, which is basically the same size as 4 of those small tiles. Or you can have them in a wide tile version, which is the equivalent of 8 of those tiles, 4 across and 2 high. Now, the wide tile gives you a much bigger view, and for applications that are enabled to use it, you can get full pieces of information on it. Like, for example, in the calendar app, you'll see your next upcoming appointment so that you can know what's coming up next just quickly by glancing at your phone without having to open up the calendar app to see what's coming up or what's going on. Things like photo apps, other apps that have content that they can share. For example, my photo app has a picture of my dog on it right now, so it will show you previews of items that are inside the application. So there are a number of applications that will take advantage of that, and you can look for those in the store, and you can find ones that will best suit your needs and your interests so that you can make your screen look the way that you like. So one of the greatest things about the phone that I like is the fact that I can glance at my phone and see a number of different things. So here we'll see a screen here with these are the medium tiles, that number 4 with the phone. That shows that you have 4 phone messages waiting for you, and that's a medium-sized tile. So as you can see, it's 4 times the size of the small email tile that's set to the left of it, or to the right of it, rather. And the email tile will show that you have 1 unread email waiting for you in the other email account. You have 2 of them. You can have multiple email accounts set up on your phone, and you can either link the inboxes together, or you can have separate tiles for each inbox. So that way, for example, for myself, I have a number of email accounts. Some of them are personal ones, so I link those all together so I can see them in one spot. And then they don't take up a number of tiles, but those are things that I know that those are personal things and they're all sort of linked together. Whereas my business account emails, I keep in separate email tiles so that I can then see when, one from work or one from my part-time business or whatever else I'm doing is off to the side. And I can differentiate between those. So I can see what has information that needs my attention. I can decide exactly when I want to give it that attention. One of the things that I really, really found interesting, especially as a parent of a young girl, was the fact that the Windows Phone had this utility called Kids Corner, which allows you to lock down the device and only allow the apps that you want your child to have access to. So that way you can't lose information. The child can't get into things that you don't necessarily want them to have access to. I've talked to a number of friends who have other devices, and we've all had stories of handing our phone to our kids and finding out that an email has been sent, a blank email has been sent somewhere, or email's been deleted, and we can't find a contact or an appointment, or we have an appointment that says AAA on it in the middle of our day. This helps to stop things like that. It also sets it up so that they cannot make in-app purchases. They can't use the store to download new apps. They can't place things or purchase things from your device without your approval. And that ends up being a great thing too. So it gives you the ability to set aside a part of your device. And then if you're out and you want to give your child something to do for a few minutes, and we've all done that where we've handed them our device to give them something to keep them occupied for a few minutes while we were busy with something else. This gives you the ability to do that safely and effectively without worrying about either your child's safety or your information safety. I am not very good at taking pictures. I am horrible actually at taking pictures, but with every single one of the Windows phones I've ever had, they make me look like a professional photographer in a lot of cases. I've taken some absolutely stunning photos just surely on the fact that the lenses and the camera software on these phones are the best in the industry. There are devices such as the 1020 that have 41 megapixel cameras. That's 41 megapixels. The average camera is 8 to 10 right now. The stunning detail is absolutely fantastic. I've taken photos, which was one of the photos I would have shown you. I have taken photos while as a passenger in a car saw a Lotus on the highway, and we took a picture of the Lotus as they were turning or going off on an off ramp. So their speed was different than ours. We were moving, got a chance to grab one quick picture. We were able to zoom in on that picture and find out that it was a female driving the car, which I couldn't even tell from the distance that we were at the time. The lines were clean and clear. The details were sharp. It was an absolutely fantastic picture of an absolutely beautiful car. And it's that type of thing that allows us to take really, really quick, clear, fantastic photos. And with the camera button on the device, you literally have a one button push to basically be up and taking a photo so you don't miss those important shots. One of the other things that I really like about it is the ability to integrate music and video in different things. I really like the way that music has been set up on the device so that I can play my own music while I'm playing a game on the device or have it in the background. The battery life I find to be exceptional in most cases with most devices. And I find that the video quality, if you look on my YouTube channel, you can see a video of my 70-year-old mother playing one of the games I made. And it's an absolutely beautiful, clear, steady stream, even though I was just standing behind her while she was playing the game, videotaping it with my phone. It was absolutely fantastic. So some of the best tools for capturing those important moments as you go through life. So the Windows Phone Store, one of the things that I've heard from a lot of people is, wow, there's not a lot of apps. Well, there's over 400,000 apps in the Windows Phone Store at the current time. And the apps are fantastic. There are some apps that I've seen on other devices that aren't available on Windows Phone, but for the most part, I haven't seen any apps that I've ever looked for, I've ever thought were important, that I couldn't find on the device. Also, one of the other fantastic things is if you are an Xbox person, the Xbox is integrated right into the OS. You've got Xbox games. You can play games using your Xbox Live account. So you have all sorts of companion games to popular games that are available on the Xbox. There are companion games to them for the phone. There are a number of different apps that are on the phone that actually earn you player points towards your Xbox account. There are a lot of really fantastic things, and the quality is absolutely stunning. I'm not a huge video game guy, but even I was impressed by the fact that the Xbox is integrated into the Windows Phone. Also, one of the really nice things that I do use when I'm on my Xbox is I always have my Windows Phone with me because they have a smart glass for Xbox One that allows me to use my phone to type messages and to keep in touch with people and to see different things and to pop up the game clips and things that people are doing. So I find that to be a much easier interface to do quickly while not interrupting my gameplay. Now, this is one of the things I really wanted to show you on the phone. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to do it, so I will talk my way through it the best I can. One of the things that I think that people find continually amazing about Windows Phone is the people-centric or the action-centric nature of the architecture of the phone. You can do things based on people. You can stay connected to people. You can communicate with people in any way that you want. Your Twitter account, your Facebook account, your Outlook or Gmail account, all of those things come together on the phone to give you one of the best interactive experiences that you will find anywhere. You can in one spot see, I can connect. I have a tile on my phone that is my daughter's contact. And when I click on that, I can go and see posts on Facebook, what she's doing. Social media I want to reach out to her on and stay connected and in touch. It's called my family. And in that, I can go in and see everything my family's up to, my aunts, my uncles, my kids, my mom, my brother, and I can see what they've been doing on Facebook, what they're doing on Twitter, what's happening in their life in a couple of minutes. I can be fully caught up and know what's going on in everybody's life instead of spending an hour going through the individual social networks and looking things up. I can literally be connected and be in and be out and get on with the other things that I'm in group messages. I can send group emails out to them quickly and easily with a single click. Now, one of the fantastic things is you an absolutely fantastic way to share those really, really interesting, funny, or important things with people in your life or in your social circle quickly and effectively and easily with the device. And it's something that I haven't been able to find on any other device so far. One of the things that it really allows me to do is it does allow me to know what's going on about the people that are important to me in my life and to be able to focus on what's important and not spend all of my time trying to keep caught up. And I find that I miss much less since I had the device. Now, another fantastic feature on Windows Phone is the fact that Office is built into it. There's an Office hub on your phone that'll give you the access to basically the full Office applications, Word, Excel, PowerPoint. You can get in and manage and edit your documents that are connected in OneDrive. It's the SkyDrive there because I guess this presentation hasn't been updated since they changed the name. Through OneDrive, you're able to stay connected and utilize all of your files all in one place, so that you can have something that you're working on at the office, save it. Even if you just saved it, you didn't even close it, you could save it and go get it in OneDrive from your device. And you can either stream it directly to a presentation. There's an interesting Project My Screen app that normally works really well, but apparently I'm having some connectivity issues. I'm not able to stream this to you right now. But it's a fantastic tool to be able to have full office at your disposal wherever you are, no matter what you're doing. So it's one of my favorite features of it because it allows me to keep the information that I want at my fingertips. I find that OneNote on my phone is indispensable because I keep all sorts of small pieces of information or things that I need quickly or easily or effectively right in OneNote, and it just stays with me wherever I am on my Windows device, on my phone, on my tablets, wherever I am. I have that information where I need it, which to me is very, very important, and I find it to be a very time-saving feature. There are a number of other great features with the phone that I find. One of the things that I find that a lot of people don't realize, and I find incredibly helpful, is if you have a USB cable, you can connect your phone to pretty much any computer and connect to it as if it was a thumb drive. So you can save a couple of files with you and bring them with you. I on my phone have a micro SD card on it that's 128 gigs. So I've literally got a number of files that I keep with me that in an emergency, if I need to help someone with their computer or if I need to do something in a hurry, I've got the tools and the pieces right with me at all times, wherever I am. I don't even need to be able to connect to the internet, or if you don't have to worry about bad signal or anything else. I literally just pop in a cable and I can connect to the device. It actually came up quite handy last week when I was working to help my mother fix her computer, and she was her internet was down, so it would have taken a lot longer to download any files over my data plan. So I luckily had the files I needed in my phone on my card, and was able to easily transfer them and copy them to her computer and take care of things. There are a lot of other really great features. The lock screen, you can customize it so you can have the information that you need at a glance, so that without even opening up your phone, you can actually have it locked so that it needs a pin input. But even when it's locked, you can see that those pieces of information that are important to you, like your next meeting, or you can modify it to have your favorite TV shows cover screen, or whatever you want to do. There's a lot of ways that you can customize it, set up information on it so that you can see what you need to see at a glance, and it can be, again, truly yours. The Find My Phone feature is a really, really great feature, which I think is fairly standard for all devices. At this point in time, you're able to go and find your device if it's been lost somewhere else. It can you can actually It's really interesting is you can ring it remotely, or lock it, or even erase it remotely so that nobody has access to your information in case you're worried about that. The new keyboard that they put out in 8.1 is fantastic. The Workflow keyboard allows you to use basically a scrolling feature where you just basically run your fingers across different keys to make up the word, and it will figure out what word you are trying to trace. It'll also be very it's very adaptive. So as you say different phrases, it learns sort of the way that you type things. And so, for example, if there's a phrase that you commonly say, I've sent whole emails literally by typing one or two letters and then just tapping words as they came through, and it takes me seconds to send an entire email because it understands sort of the way I talk and the way I look at the way I construct my sentences. The wallet gives you the ability to store a number of great features that are instrumental in making sure that your financial information is safe and secure, and you're able to make the purchases you want to make when you, where you want to make them and when you want to make them. So unfortunately, I really had a lot of stuff that I wanted to show you on the devices themselves, but it wasn't able to stream. We're going to give it another try just to see if we can get maybe the stream to come up here. And maybe we'll go through a few of these things. I'm going to try this one more time and let me see if you're able to see this again.
Hey, Atlee, while you're doing that, we have a question.
Okay, yeah, perfect.
Jan asks if there is a way to record voice messages in OneNote.
As far as I know, you can record voice messages in OneNote. Let me just bring that up here and we will double check. I personally haven't ever done that, so I'm going to explore here and see what happens here. Can I make a voice note? Yes, I can, actually. So in OneNote, you can actually record pictures, audio, and you can then keep track of things quickly and effectively. Can you guys see my screen yet? I'm not sure if anybody's seeing my
yes,
phone
we
yet.
Can. Yep.
Okay, perfect. So if you take a look here down at the bottom, we have the microphone at the bottom, so I could record whatever I'm saying right now, and you'll see that it's recording it, and then it will stop. And it will add the recorded item to the OneNote. So yes, it's a very, very effective way of keeping track of meetings and keeping track of little quick voice notes for yourself. And again, that all synchronizes with your OneNote on your OneDrive, which will allow you to have that information immediately on your desktop and connect quickly and easily and effectively without having to worry about copying a file over or doing any of that stuff. It all sort of puts itself all together in the background and transfers everything over, and you are connected and ready to go by the time you get back to your office. So it's fantastic. So one of the things I wanted to show you was if you go through and look at the desktop here, you can see that my calendar screen, my calendar on the is at the top. I can make it different sizes. I can set it so that it can be the size that I need it to be. I find actually that I use my phone as a phone the least of all. I use it for just about everything else but a phone. So I'll usually have my icons for my phones small and up in the corner so that I can access it quickly. But it's not my primary function for my phone. So here you'll see that in your photo album, you have a number of different ways to see your photos and to connect your photos and know what's in your phone. So as you can see here, I can click on a photo and share it very quickly to any of the services that I have on this device. I can tap to share it. I can use one. I can put it in OneNote. I can put it up on my OneDrive. I can send it via text message or Facebook. I don't have Twitter connected on this particular device, or I can open up in Photo Room to share it that way. So there's a number of different features there. You also have the ability to have album set up so that you can keep track of your pictures in different places. So you have your OneDrive, your Facebook. You can set up favorites. This phone has no favorites on it, unfortunately. Or you can just have them all in one spot. And as you can see, it breaks it down by the date that you put it in. So the newest ones will be at the bottom of each section. And you'll see that it's separated out by a month and year. So you can see that you can go a fair bit back to see the photos that you've gotten and you've connected with. Now, as I mentioned before here, the ability to have Office on your phone can be quite a stunning time saver when it comes to traveling and keeping connected. So you can set up new documents. You can go and get documents out of your OneDrive, out of your Office 365 account. You can open up email attach. You can actually go and see all of the email attach documents that you've opened up previously, or you can go and look for documents that are stored on, locally on your phone. And it's very quick to add a new spreadsheet. And as you can see, the spreadsheets can be quite detailed and fully robust and dynamic, just like you would have them on your desktop. So it ends up being quite an excellent experience. One of the interesting features is Cortana, and I'm not sure that I have Cortana properly set up on the phone, but it's something that you definitely want to check out with your Windows phone is the ability to give voice commands, and it's very similar to Siri, or I'm not sure what the Google one is called. But I find it to be a fantastic feature. As you can see, I've got big gaps in my screen here, so I will move some tiles around. And as you can see, you can quickly organize and reorganize your tiles to take up and to set up your phone exactly the way you want them to. So that you can have the phone laid out exactly as works best for you. So the things that are important to you are forefront and up front. As I had mentioned before, the Xbox integration is fantastic. This is not connected to my current Xbox account. But your avatar would come up here. You'd get to see all the information on what's going on with your apps that you currently use, and you can go and find other Xbox games in the game store. The store is another thing that I think is interesting to look at as well. The store has been completely redesigned, and it is an excellent place to go and discover. It's set up for app discovery so that you can see what apps are new and what apps are interesting. And it actually learns based on the apps that you install. It starts to learn the types of apps that you like, and it will help to suggest to you different apps that would best suit your needs and your wants so that you can discover some apps that you may not necessarily find. So you'll see that you can go in and see the top free apps. And go in and you'll notice here, there's one app, WhatsApp and Pandora and Instagram and Skype and all of the different apps that most people are, finding important to have on their devices, Twitter, Viber, a lot of fantastic offerings in the store. So it's definitely something you want to explore and check out. You can also take a look at the apps that are available on Windows Phone at windowsphone.com and go in and search for apps there. Were there any other questions?
Yes, one of our viewers want to see how you can get to the wallet on the phone.
Get to the wallet. Okay, so I don't have my wallet pinned, but the wallet, you could, if you find that you use the wallet quite frequently, you can pin any application quickly and easily to your phone simply by tapping on it, holding, and choosing pin to start. So you would just open it up and connect your wallet there. So in here, when you get started with your wallet, it'll ask you, it'll walk you through a wizard that will help you connect the things that you want to have in your wallet and to make sure that things are set up properly for you. So you can say, you can add new wallets for here's some apps that are available that have integration for the wallet. So for the AMC Theater, Barcode Wallet, Walgreens, different things. You can add Microsoft gift cards here so that you can make use of the gift cards if they're given to you by friends or family, similar to the gift cards on other platforms. You can also add payment options here, such as attaching a credit card to being able to make purchases in the Windows Phone App Store. or for making purchases inside apps through in-app purchases. Did that answer your question?
We have a couple other questions as well regarding okay. Cortana.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody wants to see you say Cortana to take a note.
Okay, let's see if I've even set Cortana up on this, but there, hold on 1 second. We're just gonna get Cortana. Okay, so it is working. Okay, I wasn't sure. Cortana, take a note.
Connect at the moment. Try again in a little bit.
Unfortunately, I'm having some connectivity issues here. Same issues. I'll try one more time. Cortana, send a text message to Ara.
Sure thing. Who do you want to text?
Ariana Hunter.
I can't find that contact.
Ah.
Who did you want to text?
I have to find the contact that's in my phone. Hold on for a second. So you also have a hub here called your People Hub, which is actually something I wanted to show you previously. So we can say, let's add a, and we're going to give her, that's my phone number. I'm not going to give you her phone number. So I don't care if people randomly call me. I get it all the time anyways. Okay, so if we go back into and say, Cortana, text Ara Hunter.
You want to text Ara Hunter. Send it, add more, or try again.
Okay, so this, add more.
I've got Hunter. Send it, add more, or try again.
Try again.
Here's what I have, Hunter. Send it, add more, or try again.
Try again.
What was your message?
Hey, kiddo. How's summer treating you?
Sure. Here's what I have. Hey, kiddo. How's summer treating you? Send, add more, or try again.
Send.
Sure. Send.
Now, this, just to be, here we go. So now it sent the text message actually. So I sent it. To be fair to Cortana, Cortana does learn your voice as you go on, so it ends up becoming better and more effective as you're using it, just like any of the other speech recognition and speech to text software does. So this phone isn't my primary phone, and I don't use it primarily for Cortana. So that's probably the first time I've used Cortana on this phone. So for first effort, that's not too bad. So please don't take the fact that I tried that a couple of times as being an indication of how Cortana will work. It will eventually, after a few turns, be quite effective. So you said there were a couple of other questions?
Yeah, we want you to tell Cortana to ask you to do something in maybe 3 hours from now.
Okay. Cortana, remind me to play a video game in about 2 hours.
Something went wrong. Try again in a little bit.
Cortana, remind me to play a video game in 2 hours.
I'll remind you to play a video game at 4:36 p.m. today. Is that right?
Sounds good.
Excellent. I'll remind you.
So
you can see it in the notebook anytime.
Okay, so you'll see that in a couple of hours I would be able to go in and I'll get reminded. So let's see now. These remind me. So you'll see that in my remind me list, there's a reminder to play a video game today at 4:36 p.m. So it will get up and tell me that I should play a video game a little later on. Now you'll also notice that even though it said, is that correct? Instead of me saying yes or no, I said sounds good, and it still interpreted that as the as an affirmative answer. So it does have a fair bit of leeway when it comes to understanding what you mean by certain colloquial speech. Were there any other questions?
Yes, it's more of a comment. Somebody says that in a recent software update, they lost the ability to use the phone's built-in radio. It was a Nokia 1020.
Uh-huh.
It appears that he has to set up an account with Xbox Live to access my radio.
Oh, did he used to have a mixed radio account?
I think it was more of the built-in radio that...
Actually, ask them to ping me on Twitter, and I'll definitely look into it and find out sort of what happened. I'm not familiar with that. I didn't really use the radio that much. I'll look and find out what I can find. I don't have any information off the top of my head on that, but I'd be happy to look for it for them.
Okay. So Crystal says, can Cortana actually launch a process in a few hours as opposed to telling you to do it?
I don't think, I'm not 100% sure that Cortana, you're saying like start an app or start doing something in a couple of hours.
Right. So I'm thinking what Crystal wants to find out is when you told Cortana to play a video game in 2 hours, can it probably launch the video game for you instead of you having to, you know, launch the video game?
Well, let's try something. Cortana, start calculator.
Starting calculator.
Okay, so that started calculator for me. So what I'm gonna try. Cortana, start calculator in 1 minute. Yeah, so I don't think at this time it has that feature. It's definitely something I know that they've heard requests and responses from. Cortana is also being built into Windows 10, and as such you'll see more of that coming, and with the fact that the two are very, very close together, things that are available on your device, on your desktop, will also be available on your devices. So I can't say that wouldn't be available in the fairly recent future on the phone, but at this time it does not seem to be.
I think that's about it for questions right now.
All right. Atlee, I want to thank you. We do have a few minutes for a couple of polling questions. So, Atlee, if you just stay on for a second, we'll just get these polling questions up for the audience. Ladies and gentlemen, we do appreciate your feedback. I'm going to go through and submit 4 polling questions. We would really appreciate your feedback today. For our audience members out there, the polls will appear to the left side of your viewing screen. Please go ahead, review the polling question, select your answer, and click submit. So again, there will be 4 polling questions that we ask. Please go ahead, just review it, select your answer, and click submit. You should be seeing these in the left-hand corner of your viewing area. So again, the left-hand corner there. I'm going to go ahead and select the next poll. I'll keep this up for a few seconds. Again, we do appreciate your feedback. Please go ahead, review the question, the polling question, select your answer, and click submit. All right, we'll go ahead and move to the third question. And Atlee, if there's anything you want to add during this time when we're doing the polls, if you just wanted to share any comments, or Sumit, if any other questions come in, please feel free to address those with your audience.
Okay, so I have a question here that says, can you show where Cortana puts weather information into the Outlook calendar? I've got it checked off in calendar settings, but I never see the weather details thing. Interesting. So Are we talking about Windows Phone 8.1, or are we talking about Phone 8. Or a Windows technical preview? Because I'm looking at how I can have because I don't see where you would set that in the settings for weather information.
Yeah, Jason says that feature is in Windows Phone 8.1.
Okay. Okay, so let me just see something here. Weather near me.
Can you go to calendar and settings, maybe?
Yep, well, let's go to calendar and settings then.
And while you're all doing that, I'll just add one more point. We do have a post-event survey for attendees to take a look at and complete. That will be in the messages button in the bottom left-hand corner of your screen. So again, if you click the messages button in the bottom left-hand corner of your screen, gentlemen, I'll turn it back to you. Pardon the interruption.
No problem. So here, the only preference I have in calendar is this one here to use my location to show weather and suggested places. I don't see anything in here that shows integration with Cortana as such. So if I were to look at my agenda, I'm not seeing anything. You are seeing the Cortana integration of having the task that I've got set up showing up as an agenda item, even though it doesn't show up in my calendar. But I'm not seeing any, let's see what my day looks like. Yeah, I'm not seeing anything in here that today. Yeah, so I'm not seeing anything in here that shows weather integration either. Even though in here, it's telling me in the settings that I can use my location to, now let me just make sure that location services are set as on. Yeah, services are set on. So I'm not 100% sure why that's not working that way. I know that here I'll get my calendar information here. But I'm not seeing it in I'm not seeing anything here that allows that. If you wanted to reach out to me on Twitter, I'd be happy to look into this a little bit more and find out exactly why that's not working. Because now that I'm seeing that it's not working, now that I'm seeing that it's not working, now I want to find out why. So if you want to reach out to me on Twitter, that'd be great. You can reach out to me at the Hunter on Twitter and ask me any of these questions as well. If I haven't been able to get the answer for you now, I'd be happy to look into it and make sure that you do get the answer.
Hello, Atlee.
Yes.
This is Julie DeYoung. I'm a Microsoft MVP in Windows Phone, and I remember there was a discussion in a thread I was following with some other MVPs of Windows Phone about this topic, and it's disappeared, and we have escalated it to Microsoft.
Okay, perfect. Cool. Thank you very much, Julie.
Sure thing.
All right. Atlee, Sumeet, thank you very much. If you have any closing comments or thought, please feel free to share them now. Otherwise, we'll wrap up.
No, I think that's it for me. I'm very, very happy to all the people that took their time out to spend some time watching my presentation, and hopefully you found it useful and informative. And again, if you have any other questions, please reach out to me on Twitter at Atlee Hunter, and I would be happy to answer them and find you the answers if I don't have them off the top of my head.
All right. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for your presentation today. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending today's workshop.